Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have you guys all on board on a Rangers off day Monday night. I am Fred Davis. That's the phenom to my right, Mr. Blake Elliott. And that gentleman behind the glass is not New Guy Jake.
It's not.
Not New Guy Jake.
I don't even know who Jake is.
He's Jake, but he's not New Guy Jake any longer. In fact, this is his first time being Jake ever in the history of his life, outside of that time when he was a six-year-old trying to be a CI and decided, you know what? I am not going to give you my government name.
What would be your other job if you didn't work here? Like not a part-time gig, like full-time job.
I mean, considering I have full-time jobs outside of
no
radio.
But no,
like,
but
if, like, if I wasn't like if I wasn't doing radio at all, yeah. Like if radio was not,
yeah,
I don't know. Who knows because I've done radio has been my thing for so long.
Have some imagination.
I don't know.
I'd be a private investigator.
No, you wouldn't.
You don't think I'd be a good
no,
one?
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No, I don't trust you.
Could I do anything with the police?
No, not even a little bit.
FBI?
Nothing about you and law enforcement I can ever see being synonymous.
I don't want to like be a cop. I want to be like.
You want to be an informant?
No, I want to be.
So what do you want to be?
I want to be the person that tracks down really bad people. Not the regular.
So like a marshal? You want to be like a U.S. marshal?
No, I'm good on that.
That's what marshals do.
I want to be undercover. I don't want people to even know me. I want to be like Burn Notice. What, just a spy?
He's a spy.
I want to be a spy.
There you go. Well, if you ever watch the movie Deep Cover, like I told you to watch.
Okay.
All right. You could maybe you could be Lawrence Fishburne's character.
Okay. Is he black? Right.
You don't know who Lawrence Fishburne is.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the character that he's playing in that. You know, people do.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he's black.
Yeah.
Black guys play white people and vice versa.
I've seen it. White girl or mean girl.
Well, I think it was white chicks.
White chicks.
White chicks. And then Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Had blackface on in Tropic Thunder.
So it happens. You always got to make sure.
It does.
Fred's full-time a stripper DJ boy. See, now I think of more of you than that.
But no. But in to
I
your point.
I could see you working at a carnival.
Wow. I mean, not to disparage people that work at carnivals, but that's what you think of me, huh? Working at a carnival. What? Working the Ferris wheel with my overalls on? With a cigarette hanging out of my mouth? Is that what you think? That's what you got me.
I didn't say theme park.
No, I mean, that's carnival. What I'm saying. A Ferris wheel. They bring Ferris wheels at carnivals. Not good ones. Yeah. A carnival. That's what you see. That's what you think I would do. It hurts.
I lay at night sometimes, and I just give everybody imaginary jobs. Yeah. Carnival just keeps coming back.
Fred working at the carnival. No.
Well, the carnival is the NFL right now because it's a Ferris wheel of choices. Their NFL head coaches.
That's the worst segue. That segue made zero sense. And you know what? Normally I wouldn't have called you out on it, but because you had me working at Carnival, I'm going to go ahead and call you out on it. Continue.
The NFL head coaches, and I think in like a week, will be, you know how they had the NFL meetings and they voted on a bunch of different things?
Right.
And
the owners' meetings, right?
The owners' meeting. The kickoff was one of the big ones that got changed. So what is it, the 35 now?
That was a year ago, wasn't it?
No, this year. I'm saying the kickoff where it's now is no longer at the 20 and you get the ball at the 35.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I did see that. I mean, yeah, that's right, because we talked about that. Because it's like, okay, what's next? The 50?
Yeah, so
I mean,
that's
how much
one,
more
that was one of
do?
The biggest ones that came out. The overtime rules now being the same as the playoffs now.
Yes,
that was a big one.
The regular season.
The tush push was one that was tabled until this meeting that's coming up. Some NFL head coaches have already given their opinions on what they think of the tush push, and I want your thought on it, Fred, too. So Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans about the tush push said this: it's tough to punish a team for being really good at something.
Yeah.
That's what D'Amico Ryan said. Raheem Morris of the Falcons said this: I don't want to push a human into another human in a submarine fashion, potentially risk catastrophic injury. That was Raheem Morris. This is what Andy Reid had to say, Chiefs head coach: if it's putting a player in a bad position, then you probably have to do something about it. But if it's not, it's a heck of a play. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin said this: the first time I saw it, I couldn't believe that it was legal. Because it's illegal to on the field goal. That being said, you hate to be against it because when people are innovating, you want to respect that.
Yeah.
It's what Sean McDermott of the Bills said. We're going to always act in a way that's the best for the health and safety of the player. That was his quote. Sean McVay said this: it was more the optics of the play that I had a problem with, while also acknowledging that if we did it as well as the Eagles, we would probably be activating it a little bit more as well.
Yeah.
And then the final quote, the one that started it all, Matt LaFleur, the Packers, said this: I don't really think it's a football play. It's more of a rugby play. And some of the injury concerns, we want to get out in front of that and be more proactive. So what do you think of all of these coaches pretty much going with the injury kind of way that players...
Yeah, because I mean, that's a safe way because I... My issue with the tush push is the fact that I was always under the guise that you aren't allowed to push people.
I'm reading the text line. It said Fred is spraying Pam on the ring toss bottles. That's a little carnival
game.
Yeah,
I'm aware.
Pam, but, cookie spray, I'm you're aware. Rigging the game.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, play again. I get you right here. $5 over here.
Yeah, throw another one. 10 more tickets. Come on. You got this.
All right, what were you saying about football?
I am good at guessing weight, though.
The weight guessing? I would be terrible.
I'm phenomenal at that.
Too big.
Take a step. Do a pirouette real quick. Let me see. About $1.37. Let me see. I thought you weren't supposed to push people. Like, I thought that was a thing in the NFL. Like, that was against the rules that you're not allowed to push people offensively. I think where the NFL's messed up, and look, I mean, the tush push is what it is. There's only two teams that do it, right? There's two teams that do it well. And well, you got Philadelphia, who does it better than anybody. And then you got Buffalo, who does it halfway decent from time to time, even though obviously they had the big kerfuffle when the Chiefs stopped them and they thought they'd made it and whatever else you want to call it. But, I mean, there's two teams that do it. Consistently.
These meetings are going on tomorrow and Wednesday, by the way.
I mean, you got to decide, are you going to keep letting the guy, you know, whoever, whether it's a running back or a tight end, as soon as the ball snapped, are you going to keep letting him, push the quarterback? Because if you do, okay, great. But the other problem is, okay, are you going to keep letting every time a running back gets held up 3 or 4 yards past the line of scrimmage, and then all of a sudden a huge lineman comes and then shoves him forward 5 or 10 yards, are you going to let that continue to go? Because I don't think you can affect one without the other.
Saquon Barkley said this: if you don't like it, get better at stopping it. It's not like the play. It's not like the only play that we do. Everyone tries it. We're just super successful at it. That was Saquon Barkley speaking.
Well, yeah, because you have a running back at quarterback. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, you've got maybe the most athletic quarterback in the NFL, or a top five athletic quarterback in Jalen Hurts. Chiefs aren't doing it because, hell, the Chiefs don't even run quarterback sneaks anymore since Pat Mahomes dislocated his kneecap 5 or 6 years ago running a quarterback sneak. So, It's got like, what, a 91% success rate or something like that, mm-hmm. is what it does.
Also, I believe they will also be voting to see if playoff teams will be going off seeding, off like record versus less about division. That'll be voted on.
So I thought they were going to, yeah, they were going to do that, but I thought they were going to start doing that in the second round of the playoffs.
So what do you mean second round of the playoffs?
Well, they would reseed after the second round.
So both of those will be going on tomorrow and Wednesday, and then Wednesday afternoon or whatever time these meetings get done, we'll have an idea of if the tush push is banned and how the playoff reseeding will go. Which side of the coin are you on if you were the one that made the deciding vote?
I mean, look, I can't stand the tush push. I really can't, but...
Can we meet halfway where you can't push somebody, but you can do it?
At that point, it's not the tush push anymore. At that point, it's just a quarterback sneak. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to take... my question is going to be, all right, if you're going to take it away to where you can't push the quarterback anymore, does that mean that you're gonna have to stop being able to push offensive players as well? Like, to me, that's the bigger issue. That's what's enabled the tush push to even, you know, have a existence in the first place. So we'll see if the NFL decides to do anything about that.
What do you think about how they call the defensive plays on that? Because, like, as a defensive tackle, we saw, I think, in the Super Bowl...
you had Chris Jones lining up sideways.
Yeah. Like, how do you even really stop it without injuring yourself? Like,
I don't know but at the same time, too, though, how many people have you ever seen get hurt as a result of that play?
I don't know.
I mean, Chris Jones hurt his neck. Well, yeah, you're standing sideways, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm no orthopedic surgeon, but sure. I can't imagine that, you know, you got 300-pound bodies diving at your head. That can't end well.
How do they do it at the carnival?
I wouldn't know, Blake, because I don't work at one. Nor do I go to them.
I got a bunch of guys.
I try, man. Let me tell
you, carnival, you can line up a D-tackle.
I wish. Are they ever going to open up the Ferris wheel at the Colony?
I've yet to see it run.
I've seen it run one time.
There's a Ferris wheel across the street from me, like 9 steps from my apartment.
Yeah,
Ferris Wheelers. Something like that. Right next to Rodeo.
I mean, Ferris Bueller is a movie.
I know that, but it's called Ferris Wheelers or something like that. And they have a carnival there like once a week.
Yeah, is that where you got the thinking about maybe trying to get a part-time job?
Maybe that's where I got it from there.
Maybe that's where you're thinking.
I was thinking about you.
Yeah.
Ferris Wheelers sounds like a cult of people that just go from Ferris Wheel to Ferris Wheel.
I think it's called Ferris Wheelers. It's never busy, ever. They just repainted it the other day.
Yeah.
But there's a carnival on the backyard of it. Right next to Rodeo Goat, which you know, Rodeo Goat is like the most popular burger spot in Dallas for some reason. Everybody, I think it's because it's right next to the hotels. I live next to a bunch of hotels. And so I think all those hotels right there help Rodeo Goat's business. It's a bunch of World Trade Center, Anatole Hotel. All those are right next to Rodeo Goat.
Okay.
Walking distance.
That goes a long way. Shout out to Taco Bueno, the official taco of the Texas Rangers. I actually had a Taco Bueno the other day. My indigestion the rest of the night was not thankful for said taco, but, you know, good, not great.
That's a taco thing for you, or are you like, is a specific Taco Bueno?
No, I'd never been to a Taco Bueno before, and there was one by the house, and I was driving by it Friday, and I said, you know what, let's give old TB a shot.
Are you a Taco Bueno guy, or?
It was okay. I had 2 taco burgers and a taco. I mean, you know, it wasn't not what I thought it was going to be, you know?
Who do you think in the NFL, after everything's gone down, has the most salary cap space at $67 million?
Ooh, the most salary cap space at $67 million. Green Bay.
It's not a good team. It's a team that had a top 3 pick, top 4 pick, top 5 pick.
Carolina.
Nope.
Pats.
Correct. The Patriots have $67 million still left, even after playing
Mitchell. I thought about saying the Patriots, but I was like, well, I know they had 90-something million, but I guess that would make sense if they only spent 30 of it.
So the Pats have $67 million. The team with the second most cap space is the San Francisco 49ers, $42 million in cap space.
Wow. So you mean to tell me, is that after they signed Brock Purdy?
This was one day ago, so I think this is after Brock Purdy. Yeah, I think this is after the Brock Purdy stuff.
What a on-the-fly, just total revamp of their salary cap issue. They were like they were projected to be at the rate they were going to be like 50 to 70 million. They're going to be in like New Orleans Saints territory the way they were looking.
The Lions are third with $42 million. So you got two teams there that were in the NFC Championship a year ago. The Titans are fourth with $38 million.
Well, 2 years ago, if you're the 49ers.
The Raiders were fifth at $36 million. Then it's followed by the Steelers, Cardinals at $34 and $32 million. Then right after the Cardinals, Dallas Cowboys, $31 million, still available. Seahawks follow them. Chargers follow them. Packers, Jags, Bucks, Bengals, Eagles, Jets.
Well, but we got to think that there's gonna be a Micah deal at some point, right? I mean, are we waiting for that?
We're waiting for that. Maybe a Tyler Smith extension. Maybe a Deron Bland extension.
Tyler Smith, you're not going to see till. I don't think you'll see that till next season. But you got to get Micah done. Like, you have to get Micah done. I mean, you got to think, right?
At this point, what are they waiting for? Maybe Micah's the one holding out.
Training camp.
He showed up to voluntary OTAs a week ago.
I think
or whatever.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, allegedly there's a deal in place, or they just got to get David Mulligan involved, which would go a long way. You guys see that happen.
I thought I'd give you just one last nugget. The Steelers have had the most contact with the Saints about a player. Who do you think this player is? I'll give you one guess.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I'd love him. Chris Olave. So I would think the Saints are going to fire sale their team. I think that'd be smart. I don't know if they're going to. I think that would be smart. Alvin Kamara. Chris Olave, whoever, Tyrann Mathieu.
I mean, I appreciate him trying to get wide receivers. I don't know who you're going to have throw the ball, but, you know.
If you're the Steelers, isn't that smart? I mean, you just moved off Pickens. Now you're going to go get Olave? Why not just pay Pickens at that point, huh?
Well, I think with Pickens, that bridge had already been crossed, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there was the proverbial point of no return. I mean, I guess getting Chris Olave, I mean – you still got Mason Rudolph, though. I mean, unless Aaron Rodgers is just hanging out, chilling, waiting to sign on the dotted line.
Well, yeah. Maybe he just wants to skip training camp.
Which I don't know but I can't have you skipping training camp again. I mean, I'm not saying that you have to, you know, participate in every single practice, but this isn't the New York Jets. I can't, because look, we saw what happened when you skipped training camp last year with a new team. The team.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You had a disaster of a season. Half the team got fired. Like, no. I need, especially if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and you've had the, if I'm Mike Tomlin, no. I need, if I'm bringing in Aaron Rodgers, I need you there for training camp. Again, I'm not saying you got to participate in every single activity. And yeah, I'm probably give you a day off here, a day off there, because you are Aaron Rodgers. You've got that pelt on the wall. But man, I can't have you missing training camp.
I would agree. Aaron Rodgers, what are you doing?
But I think part of it is too, though. But that's more on, to me, that's more on the Steelers than anything else, as far as that goes.
Someone said it's called Ferris Wheelers.
Ferris Wheelers. All right, we learned something new today. We learned something new today. All right, coming up next.
Ferris Wheel, Fred would definitely be the one working it.
No, I wouldn't. All right, coming up next. NBA playoffs are in full effect. We are down to the final four teams. If Luka was still a Mav, would they be still playing right now? And what's kind of the outlook for this final four? Don't go anywhere. Your Dallas Wings down 13 right now, 62-49, with about 3 or 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. It's National Barbecue Month as well, as we're watching.
National Texas Month?
Well, I mean, I guess it just depends. I mean, as far as, I mean, there's Texas has great barbecue. Let's get that straight.
The best. Oh. What do you want? What's the hum for?
It's in the top three.
What's 2 or 1? Don't say anything disparaging. I got a pen right here.
I mean, I know Kansas City barbecue is pound for pound some of the best.
No, so, go ahead and put a mark on it. Some of the best. Where is it at?
Top three.
Is it in front of Texas?
Top three. Cumulatively, I will give Texas a slight nod.
Good answer.
Slight.
Because the Tolos are going to jump through the screen.
Let them. But again, I'm also, I like a good barbecue sauce too. So,
who do you think has been the worst 3-point shooter in these NBA playoffs? I have the answer for you, and I love quizzing you.
I know, it's ridiculous. Are we talking about team or
players? Always making your mind
run. Are we talking about team or players?
Players are in there. Okay, I'll make it easy for you. Four of the players in the top 5 worst 3-point shooters are still in the playoffs.
I was going to say half of them got to be in Minnesota.
You want to guess a player?
I'm going to go Ant.
Ant is not on the top 10 of worst 3-point percentage-wise. Nope.
Randle.
Julius Randle is not on the list. Julius Randle is actually balling right now. He's shooting like 41% from 3.
Is he from 3?
Yeah, he's. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's high.
Well, he must have. He obviously padded those stats in the last game because it wasn't. Although.
You got this, Frederick.
I don't know. The Golden State, that was such a boring series.
There is a Golden State player in the top 10. No, it's not Steph.
What's the Pazinski? The Pazinski kid.
Pajimski? No.
No. I don't know. I'm out.
Draymond Green is third, 26%.
How many did he shoot? Did he shoot enough to qualify? Apparently.
He shot 60.
He shot 60 threes in the postseason?
I'm joking.
No way. It just sounded wrong.
He shot 26%. Who do you think was first? Who had the worst percentage?
The worst shooting percentage in the playoffs. Rudy Gobert.
Dude, come on. No.
I don't know.
Dante DiVincenzo. He's shooting 25% from 3.
Damn, Dante. That's a shame.
Yeah. The 3 other players in the top 5 are all on the same team, and they're all still in the playoffs.
Got to be somebody. OKC hasn't shot the ball particularly.
You're on one.
OKC is not. Let's go with Jalen Williams.
Jalen Williams is second worst. He's been horrific in this playoffs.
He has not been great.
He's shooting 25% from 3. He shot 59 of them.
Yowza. Let's see. Caruso. He hasn't. I know he knocked down 1 or 2.
I think Caruso is a great guess. I would have also guessed him. He's not on here, though. It is 2 other starters.
It's not SGA, is it?
SGA is 5th, 29%. He shot 58 threes.
Eww.
And he Eww. Is only 4
I'll tell you what, my boy Christian Braun did not shoot. As a matter of fact, I know he had a 2-for-9 and a 2-for-8.
Christian Braun is 7th on the list. He shot 71 threes. He is 29%.
Yeah, no, he did not shoot the ball well at all.
And no, Draymond Green actually did shoot 60 threes in the playoffs.
Okay.
These numbers are correct.
He legit did shoot 60 threes.
Yeah.
Let's see. One more OKC person. One more OKC person. What did we say? We said SGA. We said Williams. Chet.
Nope. Lou Dort. 28%. He has shot the most threes on this list. He's shot 75 threes.
Okay.
The other guys on the list, Jalen Green. He's 6 worse.
Yeah.
29%. Christian Braun, who you mentioned. Tim Hardaway Jr. shot 30% from 3. And then the 2 over here, Russell Westbrook, 31% from 3. He has shot 63 of them. And Austin Reeves has shot 31%.
Mm.
Those are the 10 worst three-point shooters in this year's NBA playoffs. As this is shaking out to be one of the more non-predictable NBA playoffs. Do you have our chart still? You don't have your book.
I don't have my notebook with me. I'll have it on Thursday.
I wanted to see how bad we did.
We're really bad.
Really bad.
No, we're horrific.
I think I'm the only person that has a team left still, right?
Because
I had OKC in the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
I think I'm the only one that even has a team left. And did Khaki have Patriots going to Eastern Conference Finals, or did we all pick?
No, we all had Celtics, Cavs. Celtics, Cavs in the East, so we were all dead wrong on that. You had OKC, and I, Khaki might have had OKC. I don't remember.
No, he had
Denver. That's right, he did. Well, I don't know. He had Denver winning the first round because I don't know. I don't know if he had them going to the Western Conference Finals or not. I don't remember that. I had the Lakers and the Clippers, so...
Who both lost in the first round.
So I'm out.
Take Mavs bias aside. Do you think this is a more enjoyable product of the NBA playoffs with how these underdog teams are performing, taking out the superstar teams, and we're going to see for the first time, what is this, 7 years in a row, we're going to see a new NBA champion this year. There's been no repeat champion for a hot minute now.
Yeah.
Dating back to what we had, Kawhi, then we had LeBron, then we had Giannis, then we had Steph, then we had Boston, right?
Did I do that right? No, the Nuggets.
Nuggets, and then Boston.
And then Boston.
Yeah.
You know what has stuck out to me the most these playoffs? Because I've watched, and I was telling Fred too this, since working with you, I've watched more NBA this year than I've watched in years. Teams look tired.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing. The number of air balls that have been shot through these NBA playoffs, these are professional athletes. These are guys that this is what they do. This is the equivalent to like just seeing a bunch of guys miss tackles or quarterbacks just missing wide open throws over and over and over again in the playoffs. The number of missed or wide open air balled threes to me. You know, a guy throwing something up with the shot clock winding down off of a back foot, whatever. You can live with that. Or that's not a high percentage shot. But the number of times that you've seen just air balls from guys just open in the corner, just missing threes that has been the one thing that has caught my attention the most. It's like, man, these dudes, and I don't care if it's the number one seed down to the number eight seed. Teams, guys, I don't care how deep the bench is. You just got a bunch of dudes who just look tired.
So things that I've learned in this NBA playoffs, first and foremost, the regular season, I don't know necessarily if I learned this, but it just reinforced an idea that I think was already in the back of my head. The regular season means absolutely nothing. These teams, the Cavs that win a bunch of games and the media tries to tell us, and even myself, I get convinced and I'm like, okay, well, they won so many games. They went on this win streak. They got the best half court rating. That means they're going to go far in the playoffs, right? It's like, no, you have to look at schemes. You have to look at how these teams match up. You got to look at what type of personality you have from your alpha. And I was wrong about Tyrese Halliburton. This is back-to-back years, him making the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Like, we got to start putting more. I was like, oh, he's cool. He's fun. No, I think if you would ask people after last year, where's Donovan Mitchell, Jaylen Brown, Anthony Edwards in comparison to Tyrese Halliburton, it might be two tiers in between them.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's hard-pressed to not put Tyrese Halliburton in those same tiers, those guys, if not better. He makes it further than all those guys I just named, other than Jaylen Brown, who obviously won an NBA Finals.
I mean, don't we always talk about playoffs? Don't we always talk about guys that we want to see? I mean, that's...
He keeps doing it.
The Halliburton hate, I'm with you. I don't understand it.
I was wrong, though, because I was part of... I won't say the hate, but I wasn't giving him his flowers.
Yeah.
Two Eastern Conference Finals in a row. At some point, you got to start giving the guy his flowers.
That's a solid Indiana Pacer team, but it's not like it's, I mean, it's...
It's not littered with all-star talent.
But you know what it is? It's littered with very good talent.
Mm-hmm.
And...
a worse version of OKC.
Couple that with the fact that Rick Carlisle...
is a great coach.
Is a phenomenal NBA head coach.
They don't play defense, but they play some offense.
They don't, but they can't be physical, but they're not afraid to be physical when they need to be. Right? And that's the one thing about it is they... Look, you know what they are defensively almost? They're kind of a bend, don't break.
Yeah.
right? Like an NFL team that, okay, between the 20s, we'll give you that. We'll let you run up and down the field all day long, but then we buckle down and we're giving up field goals instead of touchdowns.
That's fair.
That's kind of what you think about with Indianapolis, because they can give you big stops when they need to. Plus, they got the bodies to do it when you got a Miles Turner, you got a Halliburton, what's our boy, Benedict Mathurin, who's got no problem.
Benedict Mathurin.
He's got no problem swatting somebody.
Andrew Nimhard might be, for all you guys who aren't really watching the playoffs, he might be the best role player as far as a playoff riser. This guy averages like 5 points, 6 points a game in the regular season, and then jumps like 18 to 20 every postseason. You talked about guys missing threes. You talked about guys missing threes. You talked about guys being tired. Yeah. Aaron Gordon played on one hamstring in game 7 while his team got blown out. He played better than Michael Porter Jr. He played better than Russ. He played better than Jamal Murray. While I add, like I said, on one hamstring, should have not even played that game. Had 11
Grade
rebounds.
Grade 2 is what they told us.
Had 11 rebounds, which is more than Jackson Hayes had the whole first round. Here was Aaron.
Does the Wings coach have a man bun?
I don't know. I haven't really.
Anyway, continue.
This was Aaron Gordon talking about what needs to be fixed about the NBA playoffs and why the product that we saw in Game 7 could be avoided.
Health is a lot, you know. I would really, really appreciate it if there were a couple of days in between games in the playoffs instead of every other day, regardless if you go 7 games. And I understand if you do your work early and you get first seed, then you can have some time off. But I think the days in between games, not just off day and a travel day, but a travel day and a recovery day, just two days, I think the product of the game would be a lot better. I think there'd be a better product on the floor, just to give all these professional athletes just, you know, one more day of rest, and you would see a higher level of basketball, probably less blowouts.
Your thoughts, Frederick?
Look, I don't think he's wrong, and I think it coincides with what I was saying. I mean, I couldn't wrap my brain around the fact that I was like, God, these guys look. You just see guys that look tired. You see guys that, you know, hey, you split that first game. Hey, we'll see you back. We'll see you on game 3. But, you know, you and I were talking about this pre-show. Okay, great. Give them 2 days off. All right. We'll see you, what, in September? I mean, when the finals, okay. So, hey, look, for our job, hey, if the finals take us right into August when preseason football and training camp starts, I mean, I got no problem with that. Now, of course, obviously the NBA doesn't want to see that, but the NBA is going to have to figure something out. The miracle pill or the magic pill that everybody wants to chime in with is, well, just, you know, fewer regular season games.
Not like anybody cares about them anyways.
We don't. And why do we love the NFL so much? Because you got 17 games to figure it out. There's zero margin for error. Don't we think the NBA product might be a little bit better if 65 games? Because one thing, covering the NBA this year, and of course, obviously for us, it was a little bit different because our world flipped upside down in February. But it made watching the NBA that much even more arduous because, all right, now you're watching the Lakers, you're watching your team, and you're kind of trying to figure out, okay, how this whole thing going to play out when it's all said and done. I almost feel like you could take 70 games, 65 to 70 games. The 16 teams are going to make the playoffs. Let them do their thing. And kind of what they do in a, you know, when you have like the relegation of leagues and in soccer overseas and what have you. Let the rest of the crappy teams, the lottery team.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let them have a little 12-game tournament. Okay? And I'll tell you what. Let the winner get the first pick.
Ooh.
Okay? I mean, let's get creative with this. All right? And then all of a sudden,
don't make the playoffs. Now you play in a mini tournament. The bubble. Not the bubble. The in-season tournament. Make that. We don't really care about the in-season tournament. Make it an end-of-season tournament.
The courts are different colors.
Give me an end-of-season tournament, and it's only lottery teams.
I'm telling you right now, you'd be plugged in to watch two crap. I'll tell you what.
Because you're fighting for the number one
watching
pick?
The Wizards and the Hornets never felt so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're trying their best.
They are playing their ass off for the number one pick. Yeah. I'm telling you. And then on the flip side of that, then, okay, after we watch you, done.
Maybe make those the day games right before the playoff games.
You could play them in the middle of the night. Who cares? All I'm saying is get them the hell out of the way, all right? Let that be the appetizer, and then, boom, we can watch. Or, like you said, have them beat during the day, and then we watch real playoff teams at night.
Mm-hmm. Get a little fun, then get a real lock-in basketball playoff tonight.
That's it.
And these guys aren't tired. We get two games in between. We got 65 games on the schedule.
That's it.
We just fixed the NBA,
Fred. We just fixed the NBA.
Cut this up. Send it to Adam Silver.
Boom. There you go. And then you can cut out all the talk about rigging.
Yeah. Because you can't rig it. You gotta win. Have to win.
I mean, you still could, I guess. But
other teams going to purposely lose and not get the number one
pick? I mean, look, if Tim Donahue can fix a game, I'm sure you know, you put in the right ref.
Hasn't even inbounded the ball.
Just getting warmed up, guys.
Free throws.
Just making sure. But just that's something to think about.
I mean, the NBA.
Because something has to give. All right, because you've got two. The problem with the NBA, and we saw it this year, was just you've just got a whole bottom shelf of teams that are just not worth watching. Mm-hmm. And
even if you're a fan of that team,
and look, I know our boy Kurt Heelan said it. You know, he's like, you know, the whole what the hell and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the NBA, there was no way the NBA was shipping Cooper Flagg to Charlotte, New Orleans, Utah, or Washington. Just wasn't happening. All right. Fair or foul. Coming up next, he's Blake. I'm Fred. We've got Jake, who we are still efforting to find a new nickname for. And an update on your Dallas Wings. Don't go anywhere. Appreciate that. Jacob Ray, this is the Fan After Dark, and you know what that music means. Yes, boys and girls, it's time for a little fair or foul. I will read a story. We may even tell a personal story of our own. And you and I, the Tolos, the Fatties, Jacob, Blake, Fred, and anybody else who bebops on by the studio can chime in as to whether or not it's fair or foul. A couple folks real quick. Let's clean up a few things here on the text machine line. Why would they put LeBron in Cleveland if they're rigging it for views and money? Do I really need to answer that question? Do I really need to answer that question? Do you know where LeBron's from? 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. And then also, why would they want Wemby to go to San Antonio? Well, guess what the number one NBA team in France is? San Antonio. Who's one of the biggest French players in the history of the NBA? Tony Parker. Where did he play? San Antonio. Then they asked, then why would they send Zion to the same New Orleans? Well, that's after they got rid of Anthony Davis.
Antonio Brown.
All right.
I think Antonio Brown.
They give the NBA is good. The NBA will do this for you. The NBA is like, look, if you're going to sacrifice one of your own for us, we'll pay you back and then some. We'll come back with the number one pick for you. Now, you screw that up, that's on you as a franchise. Or in the case of New Orleans, you just got a guy who just can't stay healthy and can't stay in shape. So there's that aspect of it. I mean, the Cleveland part, I mean, they were trying to get LeBron to go back to Cleveland. They had to get, because he wanted to win a title for Cleveland, but he couldn't get anybody to go play in Cleveland. So they get Kyrie to go there, boom, all of a sudden he comes back. It's a different story. So, I mean, I don't really think it's that. I mean, I don't know what's so hard to.
Yeah, it's not hard to compute.
Ascertain.
You know what I did the other day?
What did you do?
I watched Oklahoma City, Denver blown out, and then I was sitting there with my girl.
About yesterday?
Yeah, and then the news came on, and I sat there and watched it.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff when you watch the news.
Yeah, you just now finding this out, or is this all new to you? Or
No.
I mean, local news is nothing but shootings, killings, and.
I know. And Nana used to always have the news on when I would go in her room, and I'd be like, Nana, change it. It's all negative. She goes, I know. I just like to know what's going on around in the community.
That's it.
And, I mean, from people in California, they bombed, a guy did a suicide bomber of a, what's it called when you, like, you donate and you get, when you can't recreate life and you do those little centers and you donate sperm and they make a baby for you. What are those places
called? A fertility clinic?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy.
Or a sperm center. Or a sperm donor center.
You get the point. This guy in California, 25-year-old, suicide bombed it and tried to do it. He's the only one that passed away. None of the sperm got it messed up. None of their workers got hurt. What are you laughing for? All the kids were saved.
So the sperm all made it, though.
Sperm all made it.
Okay.
The guy just looks like a dummy because he is one for trying to do that.
Well, he's dead now.
He wrote an anti-pro-life.
Who blows up a sperm center, by the way?
He wrote an anti-pro-life manifesto saying that the earth should no longer be populated, and he was trying to help them. So he died.
Well, I mean, he did help.
Yeah.
With him.
Took himself out.
Less babies for other people.
The bridge. What happened to that bridge? It looked like it was on a Pirates of the Caribbean that ran into. Or that
you talking about the Mexican training ship that crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge? Well, they lost power. That was a mechanical issue.
Do we remember the last time a ship hit a bridge and it lost power and we were all talking about that ship that randomly ran into that bridge? This was like a year ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, that one lost power too and it ran into the bridge and killed six people.
It's in Baltimore, right?
You're believing that, huh? Lost power? I am buying it.
I absolutely buy it. Have you ever been on one of these ships?
Yeah.
You have?
Yes.
You've been on a container ship?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Why'd you ask me then?
Because I was waiting for you to say no. So then
but
I
didn't.
Say, because then the more you added on, I was like, when would he have been on a container ship?
I've been
ship?
On a container ship.
Where?
Don't worry about it. FBI informant. Remember, spy. I don't give away my stuff. I figured out that Biden's got, what, prostate cancer?
No, that's the biggest crock if we've ever heard one.
So
my man's been getting White House
treatment?
Checkups. But they just now realize, he's got prostate cancer metastasized to the bone. Come on.
I saw that.
Really?
And then the last part was those people that escaped the New Orleans jail.
Yeah.
How they're all getting caught because they're posting online about them being free and half of them have been caught already.
Ignorant. And then you're going to put LOL too easy on the way out. Like, I'm serious. What are we doing? What a world.
And
are we
then my
in
last
here?
Fair or foul, and I'll let you chat. I DM'd it to you.
Okay.
And it actually made me mad. Maybe I'm becoming an old head. Maybe, I don't know, this is my old headness coming out now.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't like it. And I want to make this very clear. Perk up your ears. Blake is not being political, does not care about politics. Make that very clear before I say what I'm about to say. But it is...
By the way, you'll never guess who's on this floor, by the way.
Oh, gosh. I will make this clear. This was said, in the world's first medical breakthrough, Chinese researchers have successfully used stem cell therapy to reverse both type 1 and type 2 diabetes human patients.
Love to hear it.
A 25-year-old woman with type 1 diabetes received insulin-producing islet cells, hopefully I said that right, developed from her own stem cells within 75 days. She was able to stop using insulin entirely.
Damn.
Also another one, a 59-year-old man with type 2 diabetes underwent the same treatment. After 11 weeks, he no longer needed insulin, and 1 year later, he was completely off all diabetic medications. Now here's where it gets bad. This could change everything, or at least it has the potential to. While scientists worldwide are calling it a revolutionary advance and celebrating, there's little celebration from the major U.S. pharmaceutical companies.
Not.
The American insulin
can't keep people sick.
The American insulin market alone is valued at $20 billion with a B.
I was gonna say trillion.
And critics suggest that a functional cure like this could threaten a long-standing business model based on lifelong treatment rather than true healing. That just makes me sick to my stomach. I don't have diabetes. I know people with them. But the fact that we're finding cures to stuff and the American big pharma is like not happy about that. Like, well, I mean, it's really going to cut into our overhead right there. We got to make money. They would rather keep people on medicines for the rest of their life rather than actually cure people and have people live a healthy life and not have to buy medicine every week, every year, however it goes. That part did make me sick because I don't have any of these stuff that's on here, but obviously I know people that have them, whether it's family or friends. And the fact that we're finding cures for these things and people are just so greedy and we don't want to actually give the cure to people.
Big pharma makes me sick. Big pharma. 817, did you just say someone having cancer is a crock? No, I didn't say it was a crock. I'm saying that the fact that they just now discovered it is a crock, is what I'm saying. So, no, I'm not in any way trying to belittle anyone having cancer, but when you tell me that the president of the United States, the former president of the United States, has just been diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer when he's been able to have the best health care in the world, then yes, I do find that a little bit fraudulent, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. All right, real quick, because we're up against it. Experts have issued a warning about a potential mega tsunami that could sweep away entire communities with its massive waves. Alaska, Hawaii, and the west coast of the mainland U.S. face an ongoing threat due to how close they are to disaster zones, and the west coast just received a renewed warning. A new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences revealed that an earthquake could erupt along the Cascadia subduction zone. That's nothing you want to be a part of. A fault that stretches from northern Vancouver Island to Cape Mendocino, California. Researchers from Virginia Tech found that a potential powerful earthquake combined with rising sea levels could lead to a mega tsunami, most severely impacting residents and properties in Northern California, Northern Oregon, and Southern Washington. For those of you that don't know, a mega tsunami is a disastrous wave caused by the displacement of ocean water, which can be triggered by earthquakes, landslides, or volcanic eruptions. Fair or foul? A mega tsunami taking out the West Coast?
The whole West Coast, man?
Whole West Coast.
Well, that guy will get his wish. There will not be a very populated Earth if an entire West Coast gets taken out. So, foul! You just got to get a raft. I've seen enough movies.
It's dude said.
Get a raft? Get a raft. What's it called?
A flare? Yeah, you're
like
good. That's it? You're good. Raft, that's all you need. That's all
raft,
you need.
Raft, flare, and 9mm. You're good to go.
9mm? Mm-hmm. Like a weapon?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Okay, so fish try to run up on
you. Wave?
Yeah.
Shoot, you never know what's in the water. Alligators be popping up.
Yeah.
Octopuses?
Yeah. I think it's octopi is the word you're looking for there.
I think so, yeah.
I think that's octopi. Yeah. Last thing.
I'm gonna go fair, and I think one day we will get a movie out of this.
Have we not already?
We've already had some semblance of it. Wasn't 2012?
2012, yeah.
That was kind of the same thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I'm going to say this right now. When they make a movie in 10 years and call it Disaster Zone.
You're there?
It was
Jacob
my idea.
Jacob Ray was executive producer on that?
The idea originated right here.
Okay, Disaster Zone right there. A Jacob Ray original.
Also, speaking of making movies, do you know how the people got hurt in the Travis Scott concert?
Yeah, they're
making a documentary about it.
Yeah, I heard
about
that.
Can you imagine like dying in that and now they're making like a trailer off of
it? Well, it's funny you say that. Not funny in that sense.
Coming soon.
But he's done a, and I think I know why. I tell you what, we'll tell you on the other side. We're going to talk a little. We got to get some into some Rangers. We've got a Jacob Rave. We got a potential Blake or leave it.
I already wrote it.
TBD. TBD. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.